Here's something else Belgian police missed. One of the suspected suicide bombers in Brussels was detained for possible links to ISIS when he was in Turkey last summer. There are conflicting accounts of exactly what happened next. Reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul has been looking into that.
Ibrahim Bakrawi was picked up in the southern province of Antalya. Antalya is this tourist resort town full of European tourists in the summer. And he was picked up in June of 2015. And he was picked up for suspected terror links and for suspected links to ISIS. And because he's a Belgian national, he was deported back to Belgium. Belgium picked him up, said they couldn't find anything on him with links to terrorism, and let him go.
How often does that happen, that ISIS suspects are picked up and deported? Other examples of Belgians, for example?
There are. So in November, we had a big news flash about a week after the Paris attacks, that Turkey had picked up another Belgian national of Moroccan origin for his links to ISIS, and he was picked up with two other guys. Again, he was picked up in Antalya, and Turkey had said, you know, we wouldn't have let him in if Belgian authorities had warned us that he had terror links, but Belgian authorities hadn't. And so I don't know how often this happens. We don't get an alert every time it does happen, but because this was less than a week after Paris in November, everyone was on high alert. And it was definitely an indication that, you know, perhaps there's something missing here coming from Belgium in terms of intelligence and in terms of counterterrorism efforts.
I got to say, it's kind of terrifying that Turkey picks him up and flags him as a suspected foreign fighter, and then he totally falls through the cracks. And Belgium, when he gets back to Belgium, and Belgium can't find anything on him. And now two ministers in Belgium have offered to resign for this oversight. And Turkey, in the meantime, has been suffering its own wave of terror attacks in recent months. Just remind us what's been happening there.
Basically, since June, we've seen six attacks on civilians in different parts of Turkey. In June, we saw one in the southeastern province of Diyarbakir. Then we saw another one in July that we spoke about on The World against a group of young people who are planning to go to Kobani and help rebuild Kobani. That was linked to ISIS. In October, there was a huge attack in Ankara that killed over 100 people. That was also linked to ISIS. And then in 2016 alone, we had an attack in Istanbul in a tourist district that was linked to ISIS, two attacks in Ankara that were linked to Kurdish militants. And then a week after the latest attack in Ankara, so this past Saturday, one in Istanbul that was linked to ISIS. And for Turks, this isn't something Turkish people are used to, especially in Istanbul and in Ankara. These are vibrant cities, just like, you know, any European or American cities. They're full of civilians, people just going to work and, you know, participating in cultural events, going out at night. This isn't a normal for the people who live here. And so to see four attacks since January alone has been really disheartening for a lot of people that live here. It's definitely, I mean, morale has plummeted. Anyone, I ask my friends, I ask people on the street, you know, how are you feeling? What's going on? And people are just kind of broken and confused. And they feel abandoned, right? They feel like, why isn't our government keeping us safe?
How have Turks been responding to the news about the attacks in Belgium?
They're pretty devastated. I mean, I'm sure you've seen on social media, there are a lot of people saying, oh, you know, every time an attack happens in Europe or on a European city, people have this outpour of support. But then what about Ankara, or what about Istanbul, or what about wherever?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, at least the response I've seen from Turks is that they're just as devastated for Europe as they are for themselves. I mean, of course, they would like to be better understood that Ankara and Istanbul are not places where these things usually happen. That is a misconception probably among the Western world. But for them, you know, for these kinds of attacks to reach Europe, it's very saddening. You know, they don't want innocent people to die like this.
Reporter Dalia Mortada speaking with me from Istanbul. Thank you very much for your time, Dalia.
Thank you, Marco.